This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 107 for Wednesday, October 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning, adding to Tuesday's losses as a sell-off begins to take shape. The November canola contract drops $9.40 at $709.30 per ton, and the January contract gives up $8.90 at $715.40 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex are beginning to wane, with soy oil relatively steady. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil and most contracts in European rapeseed are higher. Increases in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. The prairie weather forecast is calling for scattered showers across the region, with daytime highs in the mid to high teens Celsius. Manitoba Agriculture reports the province-wide harvest is 90% complete, with the combining of canola at 94% finished. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 73.13 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.28. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a large sale of soybeans. This one is for 132,000 tons to China. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reports 165.46 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in September. That's up 4.6% from a year ago. Soy oil stocks are about 1.11 billion pounds, the smallest amount since December 2014. Abiof projects the 2023-24 Brazil soybean crop at 164.7 million tons, with exports of 100 million and the crush at 54 million. China's economy is beginning to pick up speed, with that country reporting its third quarter gross domestic product grew 4.9%, besting expectations of 4.6%. The Russia-Ukraine war continues to ramp up, with a Ukrainian missile attack on a Russian airbase, while Russia attempts an offensive to secure the Donetsk region. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The November contract adds 2.5 cents at $12.99 per bushel. December soy oil is relatively steady at 55.4 cents per pound. December soy meal is up $3.40 at $403.20 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract rises 4 cents at $4.93 per bushel. Oats are mixed with its December contract bumping up 2 cents at $3.76. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December advances 9.5 cents at $5.80. Kansas City December increases 8 cents at $6.75. And Minneapolis December adds 7 cents at $7.35. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.